Hey everyone, some courses out there charge hundreds of dollars for points 101 information, but that seems a little bit steep, right? One of my goals with this podcast is to show more people from all walks of life what can be possible with points and miles through free materials like this podcast, my Instagram, the free weekly newsletter, and now introducing a free course. If you or someone you know is interested in points and miles, but just not sure how to get started, I've put together everything you need to know about how to earn points and redeem them for your first points trip, including how to get your spouse or partner on board with the game as well. Check out the free course at geobreezetravel.com/free course, and please share it with a friend who would be a great fit for this hobby too. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking.
If you enjoy hiking, there's the Bell Rock itself, there's the Red Rocks. And again, we only had 4 days, so had I stayed there longer, we definitely would have got out on the hiking trails. And like I said, you don't need any particular type of gear to go out there and do that. They're all paved. They're all marked nicely. You need a jogging stroller or whatever else to climb up the side of the rock. You don't need a whole lot of gear to do that. They've made it very easy for people on foot to do so. This is an absolutely beautiful place to visit. And most certainly everyone should get out there to visit it at least once in their life, if not to see just to see the Grand Canyon.
Hey there, points people. You just heard a clip from Jamie McMahon from ManMac85. Jamie is a husband, dad of three, and firefighter born and raised in the Midwest, now living life in our nation's capital. In this episode, we discuss some luxury hotel options in Arizona and how to save thousands of dollars on these types of stays by leveraging points, miles, and loyalty programs. One of my bucket list hotels is Miraval in Arizona, which is an all-inclusive Hyatt property. If you're looking to stay at these types of high-end Hyatt hotels and resorts without paying thousands of dollars, check out the World of Hyatt card to help you earn more Hyatt points with each stay. Remember, if you decide to apply for Hyatt cards or any other cards, never apply directly through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral link. If you're interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. And we have the links to the Hyatt card and the free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Hey, Jamie, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hey, Julia, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Excited to have you here. Excited to talk about luxury hotels and resorts in Arizona. We haven't covered this topic before. But before we jump into all of that, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background. And how did you get into the wonderful game of points and miles?
Yeah, I kind of, like a lot of listeners and people in the space, I kind of fell into it by accident. I'm a firefighter by trade. I've been one now in the nation's capital for 12 years. With DC Fire. The way I fell into points and miles was I had a job in the firehouse, which is a job that nobody wants. It's a job of buying supplies for the firehouse. So think about all the niceties that you have in your house. So when we go to work, we're work for 24 hours, sometimes 36 hours. So we want to have all those niceties that we have in our home at work while we're there, since we consider work our home. So think about pots and pans and plates and silverware and things like condiments, coffee pots, coffee, anything you could think of that you have in your house that we want to have at work, just like we were at home for 24 hours. So that one person is in charge of that job at a particular firehouse, and that was me. So when you take over this job, you don't have a lot of, it doesn't come with any extra pay, and it comes with a lot of extra headache, as you can imagine. You're the first guy everyone complains to when something goes wrong, when they're out of something. So it was a lot of extra added responsibility. So when I got into this, I thought, well, there's got to be something into it for me, right? There's got to be a way that I can benefit from doing this job. And so I think I had a couple credit cards at the time. I really wasn't into the points and miles thing. And so I kind of got on the internet and I Googled, credit card rewards. And I found most people, the points guy comes right up for it when you kind of Google that right away. And I got onto his website and followed by yours and Miles and Memories and Freak a Miler, and it just went deep down the rabbit hole, and here we are almost 6 years later, and I'm well into it. I've had the opportunity to take my family all over the United States. I went to Europe this past summer, all free of charge, all on points and miles. So I have kind of the fire department to thank for it.
how much spend are you putting on your cards each year buying supplies for the firehouse?
Well, actually, I no longer have that position. I got promoted, so I'm out of the firehouse. So I don't have that. But when I did, each guy and girl puts in about $100 a year, and there's about 14 to 15 people per shift over across four shifts. So if you do the quick math, just over around $10,000 or so. So yeah, every month you spend about, you could spend anywhere from $300, $500, up to $1,000. It all depends on what the needs of the firehouse are at the time and what they're looking to buy. So it could be a lot of spend. I had a way not only to take in money, but I had a way of people that could reach out to me and tell me that we were short of items. And then I could either order it online, have it show up to the firehouse the same day via Amazon, or I could go to Sam's Club, or I could just actually go to the store myself and pick up what I needed and have it in short order. And I had a income to supplement that spend as well.
Nice. Yeah, I assume everything's getting reimbursed. That's an awesome way to get some basically free points. Were you able to time it as you wished? Like if you knew there was going to be Southwest Companion Pass season coming up or some large sign-up bonus that you wanted to go for, would you be able to tell everyone, hey guys, we're going to load up on supplies in November and then like not for a couple months? Is that up to you?
It is up to me. It's up to the person running it. So typically what happens is we know right around December, January, what the house fund is going to look like for the course of the year based on how many people we have on each particular shift, what the spend is going to be for the year. So we know what to require from each person around that late December, early January. So a lot of the times, and I ran this for 5 years, and so I knew exactly, all right, if I open up this card at this point, I know I can reach the minimum spend to get the sign-up bonus by end of January, easy, or the beginning of February, easy. Yeah, I kind of got pretty good with it.
Well, since you got promoted, congrats. How are you earning points now since you no longer have that sweet gig?
Just because I'm not in charge of the house fund anymore doesn't mean I can't think of ways to spend things around the firehouse. So maybe there's something around the firehouse that guys and girls want to buy, like a smoker or a new grill or something like a kitchen appliance, something like that. So I'll be the one, if that's the kind of the talk that's going around the firehouse table, I'll be the one to first, you know, say, hey, I'm willing to go to the store, put this on my card. If you all guys, everybody pitches in some money, I'd be happy to buy it on my day off for everyone. Or even simpler than that, the meals. So we eat 3 meals a day, sometimes 4 meals a day in the firehouse. So we have to go to the grocery store. Most people think, most people are, you know, don't know that those meals are out of our pocket. They think the city pays for it, but no, that comes from us. And so we go to the grocery store in the morning and we buy all 3 meals for the day. That goes on, you know, if I'm there with them, that goes on my card. I typically like to use an American Express Gold card, getting 4x spend on the grocery spend for that. Just simple ways like that. And of course, I have a family as well. So everyday spend, you know, gas, groceries, everyday, their heating, gas, phone, electric bill, all those things, right? All that stuff goes on a card.
And that's a great idea too for anyone. If someone's like, well, I'm not a firefighter, so this specific thing does not apply to me. It's really funny how nitpicky people are with like, this particular strategy does not apply to me because I...
No, not at all. I like, so when I talk about it at work, I say, you know, hey, if you like going to the gas station, putting gas in your car and buying a 12 pack of beer, this can be for you, right? It's that simple. You're trying to get something out of the spend that you're already going to do, that you already have throughout the week. You have to buy groceries, you have to buy gas, you have to buy all these things. You might as well get something back for it. That's how I look at it.
So let's talk about some cool redemptions you've gotten to do with all of those points. You want to jump straight into Arizona, or were there any other ones you wanted to cover first?
No, yeah, that's good. My family and I took my family to Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, back in April. We had never been there before. I'm 37 years old and I'd never been to Arizona before. I wanted to see the Grand Canyon. I think the pandemic put a lot of that travel into perspective for most people. So life is short. And my wife and I are like, well, the kids have a long weekend. Why? Let's go see the Grand Canyon. So we made it happen. And that's what Points and Miles affords you the opportunity to do that at a whim's notice. You look at what award travel is available or award space and look at the hotels. And yeah, I think I can do that. And so we put a whirlwind trip together in 4 days.
So how did you find flight availability in 4 days? Can you walk us through the flight process?
Sure. So I started looking like at the end of February. I was like, well, I kind of wanted to do this, but we didn't really have any dates set at the time. I kind of had to pull the trigger kind of quickly. So what I ended up doing is I ended up using the American Express business portal. I looked at cash fares. I looked at, you know, Star Alliance partners. I flew from Dulles down to Phoenix, Arizona. And the big carrier that goes out of here is United, which is a direct flight down to Phoenix, and they leave several times a day. I tried to find Star Alliance award space, and there, of course, there wasn't any. And the cash fare prices were very expensive. So I thought the best option for me to try and to not spend any money at all was to go through American Express travel portal and use my business platinum card to get 35% back off of those miles. And that's what I ended up doing to book the fare down. So we booked first class, a family of five from Dulles down to Phoenix, Arizona. And that was my first time, or that was the first time I've had the family of five in first class. And of course, I have my nine and 7-year-old, thought that was pretty special.
Yeah, I'm sure they thought that was like awesome. I didn't fly in first class ever until I was 32. So
yeah. No, they've been pretty spoiled since the dad's gotten into this. So they've got to fly over the place. We go to Florida a couple times a year to go down to Disney. I'm from the Midwest originally, so we go fly back to Chicago and Wisconsin, and they've been travelers ever since they were little. So they're pretty used to it now. They get. My 9-year-old son asked what lounge we're going to go to now. So he's used to it. Speaking of which, we went to the Turkish Airlines lounge at Dulles Airport using the Priority Pass that comes with the Venture X card. So, and my wife is an authorized user on that card. So she can, again, that one, her Priority Pass allows, what I think it's 2 guests per member to get in. So enough for family of 5. So it worked out just great.
Yeah, that's an awesome way to do it with Venture X. Is not everybody has to pay their own annual fee. One person can get the card, and the second parent as their authorized user. If you have, I know you only have 3 kids, but if you have 4 kids, each of you gets 2 guests into the lounge. So that'll cover your whole family with one Venture X.
Yeah, we use that quite a bit, especially we go down to Orlando. We use that, and actually Dulles is building the Capital One lounge that was supposed to be down here in spring. It's kind of been delayed a little bit. And then we just got word that Washington Reagan National is getting a Capital One lounge as well, and a Centurion lounge.
Tell us about the Turkish Airlines lounge. What's it like?
It's beautiful, for one. It's beautiful. You look out at the tarmac. If you're a big plane nerd like I am, you can see all the planes that are going all worldwide. They have a huge bar. Of course, it's an open bar. It doesn't cost a thing at all for any of the drinks at all. It just, I would say, tip the bartender. They have wonderful Turkish food. They have Turkish coffee, which is one of my favorites. It's not a huge space. And again, because travel's picked back up, they're kind of becoming a bit more crowded here and there. It's a great space to hang out with the family prior to any flight. Again, you don't have to be going to Turkey or to, you know, across the Atlantic to enjoy the space. Once you have a Priority Pass card, it doesn't matter if you're flying domestic like I was. You have access to that lounge, which is great.
So we've talked a little bit about the flight and the lounge. How did you decide on the hotel since you were putting this together in 4 days?
So I had a lot of Hilton points, and I know I'm a huge Hyatt fan. They don't have a whole lot of Hyatt properties down in Sedona. Sedona is actually where we stayed for 3 nights. There is one particular Hyatt property in Sedona, but it's a destination's property, and they don't recognize status at a destination's property. So me with a family of 5, I need a lot of room. So I couldn't really bank on a suite upgrade at that resort versus the Hilton. We stayed at the Hilton Sedona Bell Rock. I had, because of the pandemic, and Hilton kept delaying and not delaying, they kept extending their free night certificates. I had 3 night certificates to use. So I used 2 nights with the Hilton Spire card, which gives you that yearly free night certificate. So I had 2 of those to use at the Hilton Sedona Bell Rock. And then I used one at another hotel in Phoenix, which I'll talk about a little bit later. And then I did 2 nights with the free nights. And then I did one with, I believe it was 88,000 points, which is their standard room. With that Hilton Aspire card, I have top tier status with Hilton, which is diamond. So they recognized that as soon as I showed up, and they gave me a suite upgrade, 1-bedroom suites, which was a nice separate bedroom with a balcony, which overlooking the Red Rocks, and a separate living room with a pull-out couch and chaise for the other 2 kids. So it worked out great. It was an absolutely beautiful resort. Very family friendly. Yeah.
Yeah, tell us more about that. What kind of features did they have at the resort that families can enjoy? Or would it work well for couples or solo travelers too? What kind of things did they have at this resort?
So I think there's something for everybody there. They certainly had separate pools. So if you had little kids, they had like a little splash pad area. They had a separate pool for children and families. And they had a tiki bar there for adults, which is great. A kind of across, there's a bit of a separation between the adult pools and the adult hot tubs as well, separate from the family. So if you're there by a solo travel, or if you're there with your significant other, don't feel like you're going to be bombarded with a bunch of, you know, children running around it because they separated it pretty well there. They have an amazing bar. They had so many activities. Again, speaking from a family point of view, they had a lot of activities. They had lawn games out of the backyard. So they had cornhole, they had Jenga, they had Connect Four. They had a huge outdoor space with, and every night, or a couple nights, I believe it was the weekend, I'm sorry, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they had stargazing, which is kind of cool. They had an astronomer come in, and they had a high-powered telescope, and you could ask the guy questions, and the kids got to go up and look in the telescope, and he got to explain everything to them with what they were seeing. It was really cool. And of course, in the desert, it's absolutely pitch black, not like here in Washington, D.C., where you go outside and there's a glow from the city, you know. So it's a great spot for viewing the stars. They have a spa as well. So my wife took full advantage of that. She went and got a pedicure one day. In addition to using the benefits of the Hilton Spire card, it does come with a $250 resort credit, which we used every cent, every penny of that as well, which was great. I mean, it was a resort property, so it kind of just worked out. I didn't book it specifically because of that. It just so happened to be a resort property, so I could use that resort credit from that credit card.
Did you use that on the pedicure, or was that for food, for room service?
So we did get, I want to say it was $36 a day for their food and beverage credit. The room itself had like a small kitchenette. So we did do a little bit of grocery shopping, and we could, you know, make, you know, cereal or toast or, you know, frozen waffles, whatever it is in the morning. But we did go down to breakfast a couple of the days, and then we used the credit for the spa as well and the bar a couple nights.
How's the weather in February at that resort? Should people plan on it being really warm since it's Arizona, or should people plan for it being a little bit chillier and should pack sweaters and leggings?
So it was early April, and it was a bit surprising. I'd never been to the Southwest before. During the day, it was definitely your stereotypical, everything you hear is your dry heats. It was 88 degrees, 90 degrees, no humidity at all, which I'm certainly not used to here being in the Mid-Atlantic. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful weather. And then if you got up, you wanted to do some hiking in the Red Rocks, a light sweater or a jacket or a pullover or a hoodie, something along those lines, you've been just fine. At nighttime, however, it did drop down into the mid-60s, which still isn't terrible. It's not that cold, but yeah, it's certainly a lot different than 89 degrees during the day, but absolutely beautiful weather. It was hot enough during the day where we could enjoy the pool and then put on a hoodie at nighttime and still enjoy the outside.
So anything else notable about the Hilton Sedona Bell Rock?
It's just an all-around wonderful family resort. I thought so. And again, just because I label it as a family resort doesn't mean you or any of your listeners should be afraid of it. It's still a great place for solo travel and for couples to travel to, especially the spa atmosphere that they have there. I enjoyed it. I'll 100% go back with my family to stay for longer. We were only there for 4 days, so it was kind of a whirlwind, quick trip. But I could see myself easily staying there for 5 to 6 days, you know, at a time, easily. They had s'mores one night. They had huge fire pits outside in their outdoor space. They had s'mores for families, and it was just amazing. They took great care of us. Like I said, we checked in. They recognized that I was a Diamond member, and they took fantastic care of us going from there. Not to say they wouldn't if you're not a Diamond member, but still, the customer service there was fantastic. Can't say enough good things about them.
So where'd you guys go after the 2 nights at this hotel?
We stayed 3 nights there. The second day we were there, we wanted to go to the Grand Canyon since we had never been there. So we drive about an hour north from Sedona up into Williams, Arizona, about an hour drive or so. That's where the gateway to the Grand Canyon is. And we took the Grand Canyon Railway Express, which is about a 2.5-hour train ride that goes right into Grand Canyon National Park at the South Rim. Absolutely beautiful. Again, another family fun activity for little kids. My children are 7, 9, and well, now 18 months old. So the baby didn't really quite understand what was going on, but the other two were old enough to appreciate it. They had a coach class, they had a semi-coach class, and they had a first class. On the way there, we sat in their coach Pullman class, which is designed to look like, well, it was from 1923, the original train car that they had upgraded a little bit. So it was kind of neat, you know, the bench style seats that fold back and forth so you can face each other. They had a beverage service. They had a snack service. And this is all included in your ticket, by the way. And then on top of that, they had entertainment. So they had people with a musician walking around with a guitar, singing songs, getting everybody involved, having a good time. They're, you know, in the wild, wild west. I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but there's sometimes there's bad guys that want to rob trains. in the Wild West. I'm not saying that happens. You had to go take the train ride and figure it out for yourself, but it's a blast. It absolutely is a blast. And then of course you get to the Grand Canyon itself. Maybe it's 3 hours that they give you and they say, all right, you got to be back at the train station at this time. Go enjoy yourselves. And so you have the entire time to walk around the South Rim of the Grand Canyon. And then for little kids, they have a little program there called the National Ranger Program or the Junior Ranger Program. That's what it was. So every little trade shop you went to at the Grand Canyon, you had to find something in the gift shop. And then the person working the gift shop behind the counter would give the kids a little merit badge that they got to put in the book. And they had to collect those as they went around to each of the different spots on the rim. So it was another free activity that was kind of fun for kids. And the Grand Canyon itself was absolutely just beautiful. Like, I don't know if you've been there yourself, but it looks painted. It looks like you look out and it looks like you're looking at a canvas. Like it's just absolutely awe-inspiring and beautiful. So something that everybody should see once time in their life. And my she was six at the time. She walked up to the edge of it, looked at it, looked back at me and goes, Daddy, that's it? I'm like, yeah, baby, that's it. That's the Grand Canyon. Like, and she was like disappointed, you know, like, but again, when she gets a lot older, she'll appreciate the fact that we took her there as a kid. This is kind of funny.
I can't believe we've already recorded more than 100 podcast episodes. It feels like we just started yesterday, but we've already covered so many great points and mile strategies on this show and have many more to come. If you're new to this show or looking to level up your points game quickly, I offer a bunch of resources at geobreezetravel.com/start here. It includes links to free consults, free trials to some of my favorite points tools, and also links to services like group coaching, which start at only $5 per session through the Patreon. Again, that's geobreezetravel.com/start here, which I have linked for you in the show notes. And speaking of the Patreon, this week's Patreon shout out goes out to Michelle. Thank you so much for being a part of the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon community.
But I made her day when we headed back. So we got to explore the Grand Canyon a little while, take some great pictures. And then on the way back, we upgraded. I snuck away a little bit and I went to the ticket office and I upgraded our tickets on the way back to first class, which was absolutely incredible. They had a whole buffet set up for us. You know, they had like our hors d'oeuvres, basically, is what they had for everybody. They had, free beverage service. They had alcohol. They had snack service. They had, it was like you were on the airline. You had your own attendant, basically. And again, things happen in the Wild Wild West. We're on a train ride. So not only did we have the entertainers, the guys coming through with the guitar, singing songs, Johnny Cash songs and stuff, but we had a little bit of mischief on the way back as well with some train robbers.
And all of this is included with the train ticket, the food, the drinks, the entertainment, everything?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And I paid for that ticket. I put it all on my VentureX card and I then erased. I waited till that posted and got the points off of that. And then I erased it. It coded as travel and I erased the charge with the VentureX miles. So again, didn't cost me a thing.
How much would the ticket normally cost if you didn't erase it with points?
It was $453 for the family of four because the baby was under two, so she didn't need a ticket. It was $450 or $453.42. They do offer a 15% off first responder military discount. Never hurts to ask. So they gave me that 15% off as well, and that included with the first class fare also. So it was kind of nice.
Yeah, that's an awesome deal. $450 for four people round trip, one of those in first class. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic. And I can't say enough about the shenanigans that goes on the way back. I don't want to spoil too much. It was fun. Just make sure you have cash on you for anything that goes wrong.
Did you have to ransom back your children from the bandits?
No, I would have let them. They could have had at least one of them. That's fine. I have three. It's okay. I'm just kidding. No, they come around, they run alongside the train and the horses, and the train comes to a complete stop. Everyone's in on it. The conductor of the train's in on it. The attendants that are with you throughout the train, everyone's involved on it. So it's just a fun experience. Just like you see in the movies. Yeah, they run alongside the train. They have their little pistols on their sidearms and they fire at whoever, and the train stops. And yeah, it's a pretty big production.
So what did you guys do after this?
I had to explain to my children that they weren't real. Like they were real robbers. They were just actors. And they finally calmed down and understood the fact that they were just playing a part, like in a player movie. So we went back to the hotel again from Williams back down to Sedona, another hour drive. The next day we did a little bit of hiking. Again, you don't have to have rope. You don't have to have special climbing shoes. You don't have to be one of those people that, you know, climb rock faces to enjoy Sedona, Arizona. They have a huge art district in the middle of downtown. A lot of outdoor spaces for shopping. Restaurants are phenomenal down there. Their whole downtown area overlooks the Red Rocks. It's just a painted sea of red and orange. Just a beautiful backdrop. We visited a place called the Chapel of the Holy Cross. It's built right into the rock itself. Phenomenal views. It is a working chapel, so they do have church service and mass going on through that. So if you'd like to light a candle, say a prayer, you have the opportunity to do that if you want to. If not, you just want to go up there and check out the view and check out the gift shop, you can do that too. But it's the views from that area are just spectacular. So we spent a couple hours there and went back to the hotel and joined the pool some more. Like I said, we only stayed three nights at the Hilton Sedona Bell Rock, and then we were flying back out of Phoenix. So then I used another free night certificate that I had. Again, they kept compiling because the Hilton kept extending them. We went to the Waldorf Astoria Biltmore, which is in Phoenix. To date, it's the nicest resort I've ever stayed at in my entire life. And I did feel a bit out of place walking around with three little kids at this resort. But there's still activities there for family friendly. Again, family friendly. They separate the pool. So if you have kids, there's a pool for you. There's a giant 75-foot water slide that goes in a corkscrew motion. I'm sorry, 65-foot triple twist, they call it. A huge water slide. They have like a swim up bar, like if you're, you know, into that, you want to sit at the bar all day and not get out of the pool, you have that option as well. They have the spa there. A lot of people really enjoy it because if they're fans of Frank Lloyd Wright, it's a Frank Lloyd Wright inspired property. It's one of his students is the ones that designed it. So if you're into that architecture kind of thing, that's most certainly a resort for you. I can't say enough nice things about this resort. It was, if you wanted a sophisticated night out with your spouse or your significant other at one of their, you know, five-star restaurants, you have that. If you want a nice breakfast buffet with your family, they have that as well. If you want to sit out by their hotel, the pool bar, if you want to, they have two championship golf courses, two 18-hole golf courses, they have tennis courts, they have pickleball courts, they have, I mean, the activity list is just goes on and on and on. This place. And then in addition to that, their service being a Waldorf Astoria. When I checked in again, they recognized Diamond Status as well, which is very nice. I booked a standard room. And they upgraded me to a one-bedroom suite. It was a one-bedroom, but it had two queen beds in it. Huge balcony, huge living room, huge dining room table. My son was celebrating his birthday, and my wife's and I, our anniversary was pretty close to that. So ahead of time, the concierge of the hotel sent out an email, and they said, you know, welcome to your hotel, Mr. McMahon. Is there anything that we could do special for you? I just let them know, hey, we're celebrating your anniversary, and my son has a birthday. We got in the room. There was two bottles of wine for my wife and I. There were five cookies for my son, freshly baked, sitting on the table, and a welcome, a handwritten thank you letter for being a Dime member. I mean, the little things, the little touches like that are something you don't really get a whole lot of places anymore. So it's nice to see that. Yeah, the room itself cost, the room I stayed in, mind you, I used a free night certificate for it, cost over $1,250 to sit for one night. So that's pretty fantastic outsized value for that one Hilton free night, sir.
That is incredible. That's for the suite, right? What does, yeah. If somebody didn't get upgraded, what would they expect to spend?
Over $600, $650, close to $700 for one of those rooms, for a standard room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a really good redemption.
Yeah.
Did this one come with dining credits or anything as well?
It did. Yeah. So they're Waldorf Astoria properties. So it's $50 per day per couple. And again, had I not already used the $250 resort credit, I could have used it there as well. But we had already spent that at the prior hotel we were at. We were only at the Waldorf Astoria at the Biltmore for one night. So I really wasn't terribly worried about it. But yes, they do give you the $50 per couple as well to use there. Doesn't particularly go real far, but that's okay. It's still something nice to have.
What does $50 buy at this Waldorf Astoria? Is that one cocktail, two cocktails?
maybe two cocktails. Yeah, yep. A bagel at the local Starbucks. Maybe we used it for as far as I remember, we used it for breakfast the next day, and they have their own coffee shop, of course, on location. So you walk up by a breakfast baked good in the morning and a coffee. And I think that pretty much cleaned us out of the $50 that they gave us. But still, it was a once in a lifetime type of property, you know?
One avocado toast and one coffee, and that's $50.
That's exactly it. That's exactly right. That's what you can expect for sure. I would do it again in a heartbeat, though. I mean, this hobby, and you can speak to as well, and all your listeners know it just as well. It allows you to go places and stay at properties and take flights. And this, for me anyway, that I wouldn't normally be able to do. So I'm just a regular guy. You know, I'm a dad of three and have a pretty cool job. And this hobby has allowed me to travel the way we like to travel. My kids have become accustomed to it now.
Yeah, I think Arizona is really underrated. I know a lot of people are like, well, I want to do all of these luxury things in maybe Los Angeles or New York, or people think they have to go all the way to Paris or somewhere to get these luxury vacations, and they're all over in the United States.
Yeah. I know you've mentioned a couple of the other higher properties around Phoenix, Arizona as well. I think the next time I go there, I'd like to try and use some of my high points and globalist status to stay at one of those places. But at the time, I had a lot of Hilton points, plus those you know, free night certificates that were just compiling up. So that's why I chose Hilton in the first place to look at and not Hyatt. But normally my first choice would be a Hyatt property, just because they take so well of their people.
Did you spend many Hilton points, or you just spent free night certificates at all of these?
So I used 88,000 points at the Bell Rock for one standard free night, and that was a standard room. And then the other two nights were free night certificates. That room was close to $600 a night as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes when you look at hotel prices in Arizona, they can be really pricey. Since you mentioned the Hyatt ones, I think the one that comes to mind most is the Miraval Arizona Resort and Spa. That one probably starts at $800. It is an all-inclusive resort outside of Tucson. You get, with that though, 175 nightly resort credit per person towards the spa, private sessions, programming, and horseback riding. They have unlimited on-site outback hikes, mountain biking, group fitness classes, photography classes. They have a climbing wall. It's all inclusive, so all of your meals are included, snacks, non-alcoholic beverages, poolside lounge, fancy juices, all of that's free. You get, it's a complimentary shuttle if you fly into Tucson, but most people are going to be flying into Phoenix. So I feel like people get to take advantage of that. But if you're flying into Tucson, you have a free shuttle and you get a welcome gift where you have a Miraval tote and reusable water canteen. I'm reading this straight off of their website. I have not been there. It is high on my bucket list, but it's going to cost at least $45,000 per night per person for a standard room. And then if you have a second person with you, this is one of the rare occasions where they're actually going to charge you more points for double capacity than single, because it is all inclusive. So another 20,000 points if you have another person there with you. But sometimes they do buy one, get one free offers for like buy one night, get your second night free. So you could get two nights for two people for 65,000, 70,000 points, which is not bad given all of the value that you are getting from Miraval, Arizona. I wish we could use those category 1 through 7 certificates on Hyatt. Yeah. We cannot, but there's some other ones that you could use it on. You could use it on the Andaz Scottsdale Resort and Bungalows, which is $700 per night hotel. The Hyatt Regency Scottsdale spa at Gainey Ranch is $700. Royal Palms Resort, $622. A lot of these are crazy expensive, but points make it much more affordable. And I think you mentioned earlier the Hyatt Residence Club in Sedona, only 18,000 points per night, but you'll get globalist upgrades. So there's that. So anything else that you wanted to point out about your trip as we're kind of wrapping up here? Anything else fun to do other than hotels?
No, I mean, the Grand Canyon railroad trip was phenomenal. That was especially if you have little kids, even if you enjoy trains yourself, it was a fantastic ride there and back. They really make a great show of it, and a great experience all around. If you enjoy hiking, there's Bell Rock itself, there's the Red Rocks, and again, we only had 4 days. So had I stayed there longer, we definitely would have got on the hiking trails. And like I said, you don't need any particular type of gear to go out there and do that. They're all paved. They're all marked nicely. You need a jogging stroller or whatever else to climb up the side of the rock.
How was the driving to all of these trails and just in and around the area? Was everything paved or do you have to watch out for some gravel roads?
No, everything was paved. Everything was paved. Driving up from Sedona up to Williams, there's a lot of nothingness. You look to your left, you look to the right, and it's just desert from as far as the eye can see. But no, well-paved roads. The only problem is, again, there's only one particular road that goes from that way, Highway 12, I think it was. And if anything happens, and it happens to us, ironically, they had a forest fire. They had a fire on the side of the road, and they shut down. We were stuck on Highway 12 for 3 hours. But luckily, it happened on our way back, so we didn't miss the train or anything like that at all. So if it was going to happen, it happened at a good time. They had a brush fire, and so they called in a bunch of fire crews, and I got to see the wildland guys go to work. You can keep that job. I don't want that job. No thanks. Yeah, but yeah, that happened. So traffic just like anywhere else.
What did you use for a rental car?
Sure, we used Turo. So I looked at all the different companies out there. I looked at Hertz. I looked at Enterprise. The best by far for the money was Turo, for sure. I booked it via the VentureX, getting the 10X on using Turo through VentureX. And that's the only thing I paid cash for. So for the 4 days, it cost me $631 when we got a Tesla Model Y. Not big enough for a family of five and all our stuff, by the way, for those who are listening. But we had been in the market for one, kind of wanted to try one out and see if we wanted to buy one. And that was our opportunity to rent one. And we found out that they're not big enough. So, but other than that, it was a great car.
Since you were out in kind of the desert, were there charging stations?
There were, especially in Sedona. So wherever we stayed at the Hilton, and again, just down from Hyatt, there was a little shopping area, a little restaurant area, and they had superchargers right there in the parking lot. It cost me a whopping $9 to charge the car fully for a full charge. And then when we got up to Williams, I plugged in at a light post. It just used on their trickle charger that came with the Tesla, and it was charged, you know, by the time we got back on the train, back to a full charge. So no, I had no issue whatsoever. Yeah, no, it worked out well. We picked up the car. For those of you who haven't used Turo before, it's a separate service that people rent out the cars that they own. And we picked up the car in the airport terminal parking lot, and it unlocked as soon as I approached the car because the owner of the car knew I was there and got in. The keys were there and off we went. And the first stop, by the way, if we forgot to mention for the burger fans out there, was In-N-Out Burger, because we don't have In-N-Out here on the East Coast. My son at the time said that was he was 7 or 8 at the time. He said it was the best burger he'd ever had in his entire life. So take that for what it's worth. And then on the way back, we flew economy on United, and I did find award space for that one. Also, I used Air Canada Aeroplan award seats to fly on United on the way back to Dulles. So I booked it with Air Canada miles, and then I used the reservation code in United's app. And I purchased upgraded seats to their, whatever they consider their economy plus seats, with a little extra space. And I used what was left on my Hilton Aspire card for our airline credit in order to pay for those. So that didn't cost me anything either. Yeah. And then also there's another lounge for Priority Pass and a Centurion Lounge in Phoenix also. So lots of lounge options at Phoenix Airport.
That sounds like an incredible trip. And you guys saved so much money since pretty much everything was covered on points. Your flight, your hotels were covered with free night certificates. The train was covered with everything that you learned from this trip, and really everything that you've learned in your journey with Points and Miles. What would you say is your number one piece of advice for listeners today that can fit on an Instagram quote card?
I'd say make your wallet work for you. That's how I look at it. After listening to this, take a good hard look at what's in your wallet and decide whether or not if you get anything back at all when you spend at the gas station or at the grocery store or at those types of everyday spend type of things. Are you getting anything back at all? Maybe points and miles aren't your thing. Maybe the cash back's your thing. It doesn't matter. As long as you're getting something back in your everyday spend, then that's exactly what you want to hold in your wallet.
Great tip. And yeah. Speaking of good advice, can you give a shout out to someone else on the internet who listeners should go check out for awesome points and miles tips?
Yeah, so there's a couple of local DC guys which you're already familiar with. Spencer at Straight to the Points is one, a local DC guy, and then Ryan with at Profits and Points, another local DC guy. So shout out to the DC guys on the podcast. One thing I forgot to mention, the total cost of the entire trip, not including the rental car, If I would have paid cash for this entire trip, it would have cost me $7,640.18 cash money had I not paid for everything with points. Yeah, pretty incredible.
That is incredible. So if anybody wants to learn more about your trip or if they have any follow-up questions, where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, absolutely. So my Instagram handle is manmac85. So it's MAN_MAC85. And I do a lot of credit card promos on there. I do credit card coaching as well. Maybe if you just have questions, hit me up. I'm happy to sit and talk with you about that kind of thing. When I start talking about it at work, guys think it's a scam and they don't think it's real. So it's truly not. It's the most wonderful thing I ever fell into. It really is awarded my family the opportunity to go places and see things that we wouldn't be able to otherwise.
We have all been there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jamie, for joining us on the show, telling us all about your luxury Arizona experiences and all about your points and miles journey. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Julia. Good talking to you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!